putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier, which was paid for.
Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there. The meeting.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources in which we had very high confidence. So
we know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
Say that if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that is the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
Be clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier, although
we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven.
It's a fact that none of it, not one word has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate for the surveillance. They had to corroborate it themselves. That's how they operate.
So that was all lies. Hi, welcome to the American Journal. Yes, the John Durham report has been released. It is hugely damning. We'll get into what's in the report. We'll get into the reactions to the report from the FBI, from the leftists, from the people finally vindicated by this, like Donald Trump. It's got to be the biggest example of corruption and malfeasance. Maybe the history of the United States. I mean, blows Watergate out of the water. You want to talk about election interference? You want to talk about a corrupt and captured deep state? So I guess the point of it all is that the conspiracy theorists were right again. Yes, again, again, again. I guess just add it. I mean, we need some sort of whiteboard or something, some sort of trophy case behind us where we can just tack up the Russia Gate collusion hoax on the list of just things we were right about the entire time. It'll go up there with the origin of COVID and the efficacy of masks and the negative effects of lockdown and the vaccine efficacy and the Iraq war and weapons of mass destruction and 9/11 being an inside job. And I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And on. And when you really look at just the sheer number of things that the conspiracy theorists have been right about, it's not about us, the conspiracy theorists, being right. It's about the entire establishment landscape being utterly and irretrievably rotten, corrupt to the very core. And we're going to show you some more of these compilations because, remember, it wasn't just the FBI. The FBI could never have gotten away with this if it weren't for the participation and cooperation of the mainstream news and the Democrat Party and the Department of Justice as a whole. We're not dealing with a corrupt FBI here. We're dealing with a corrupt system. We're dealing with a corrupt global governance apparatus that will use its power exclusively for its own benefit and to destroy anyone that stands up against it. Even CNN admitting this. We'll show you all the videos, all the responses, all the dirty details on the other side. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com from being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, May 16th, year of our Lord, 2023. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. Infowars.com, band.video. Very glad you're here with us today. Pretty big day. Obviously, our number one topic is going to be the Durham Report. Vindicated yet again. The conspiracy theorists were right the whole time. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. And we'll get into all of the intricacies of this true open conspiracy, including the cooperation and participation from the mainstream media, how they're desperately trying to walk this back and play it as if it's not as big of a deal as it is. Truly earth-shattering corruption exposed here. Question is, what's going to be done about it? What should be done about it? Who's going to do that thing? So we'll get into all of that. We'll take your calls throughout the show as well, probably mostly about this topic. There is other stuff to talk about. Of course, we still have a totally open border as the cartels figure out how to deal with the new set of rules now that Title 42 is over. But tons of videos of things like the National Guard of like Missouri being sent down to literally open gates on behalf of the illegal immigrants. It's very bizarre. We also have some undercover footage from the new James O'Keefe outlet, OMG News. They got some undercover footage of a Fox executive talking in very candid terms about the firing of Tucker Carlson and the Dominion lawsuit. So we'll get into all of that. Just tons of stuff to cover. We are going to be taking a bit of a victory lap today. Well, it's not really a victory lap because, well, the problem still exists. It's still out there. It has not yet been solved. And even though the FBI is trying to hand wave this away, pretending like it's not a big deal, and don't worry, we fixed some of the shortcomings and mistakes that we made. No, this was willful corruption, willful conspiracy, and collusion by our deep state actors to try desperately to destroy the presidency of somebody that they didn't like. Because, you know, it's not like this America where the people get to choose who's president. It's up to the unelected spy masters. They get to decide. So we just have so many, you know, compilations to get to and to show you. And of course, I mean, that's just the beginning. Just scratching the surface here of the true depths of corruption, and there's no other word for it. I mean, it's just evil. There's just evil running rampant across the country today, across the world. And hopefully by exposing it, we can set a path to its destruction. So let's do it. Let's get into it. Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 16th of May, 2023. From Gateway Pundit, just in, John Durham releases final report concluding FBI had no verified intel when it opened Crossfire Hurricane investigation into Trump. Where are the indictments, they ask. and we'll get into where those indictments are. Special Counsel John Durham released his final report concluding the FBI had no verified intel when it opened the Crossfire Hurricane investigation into Trump in 2016, according to Just the News. And that's all we get after 3 years of investigating. Special Counsel John Durham released a damning final report Monday after more than 3 years investigating the Russia collusion probe, declaring the FBI had no verified intelligence or evidence when it opened up the Crossfire Hurricane probe of President Donald Trump's campaign in the summer of 2016. I want to just lay the groundwork here and remind you that the dossier, the probe, the Russia collusion hoax, they always knew it was fake. We always knew it was fake. We always knew they always knew that we always knew that they always knew it was fake. It was always, always fake. But it didn't matter because what they wanted was what they call parallel construction, right? They were sure. They knew. Just like I was talking about yesterday, how when, you know, part of the reason that we were sued, I believe, you know, InfoWars was sued, I believe, was because they were sure that there was going to be some corruption that they would find. They just needed access to the files. Right. In the same way, the FBI, they just wanted surveillance of Trump's team. They were sure Trump had something he was doing that was chargeable, something he was doing that was corrupt or inappropriate that they could get him on. They just needed a foot in the door. They just needed access. They just needed to fabricate evidence of a non-existent crime to give them the excuse to start investigating as an insurance plan, knowing that once they started investigating, once they got access to everyone in Trump's inner circle's communications, there'd be something there to find. And they did this in such a brazen and open way because they were sure that once they started the investigation, once they got access to the files, once they found what they were sure was going to be there, some sort of corruption they could charge, then they would have prevented Trump from ever becoming president, had Hillary Clinton in office, and then been able to cover up all of their misdeeds leading up to that investigation. They were sure that that was the case. This is a total unraveling of their entire plan. And again, we'll get into it very deeply later in the show. Meanwhile, the open border manufactured crisis continues to spiral out of control, affecting cities thousands of miles away from the southern border. Insanity prevails is the headline. New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants to revoke sanctuary status amid illegal alien invasion. Yeah, he wants to revoke, you know, the promise, the pledge for New York City. They pledged and promised that they would be a sanctuary, a safe haven for illegal immigrants. I mean, until the illegal immigrants showed up, and then it was like, what? It was like, wait, hold on. You thought we were serious about that? No, we just wanted a virtue signal. We just wanted to, you know, pretend like we were standing up to some non-existent racism, acting like there was no issue with illegal immigrants. It was just this racialization that was going on. It's big, bad white supremacists that just don't like brown people until they actually have an influx of, I don't know, a couple dozen illegal immigrants. And then they're like, wait, this is actually a really big issue. This is a major problem. So we'll accept your apology at any point for acting like our opposition to illegal immigrants had anything to do with race, when it is obviously about the proper functioning of our government and the proper functioning of our society, and that this is an untenable trend to have continue, the massive importation of millions upon millions of unvetted, unapproved invaders coming into our country. So you can apologize for acting like that was any way racist, and also apologize for, you know, destroying your own city in this just, I don't want to say retarded, but I can't think of another word. So, policy that you've implemented. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was finally given a dose of reality about what residents who live near the border have been going through for years. Adams says that New York is at a breaking point due to the number of illegal immigrants who keep arriving in the city and needing services. On Wednesday night, Mayor Eric Adams issued an executive order suspending the city's right to shelter rules, which require the city to quickly locate private rooms for asylum seekers. So yeah, they're just like, we are a sanctuary city. We will be a safe haven for the poor, unfortunate souls being demonized by the Trump administration. And then they actually show up and they're like, well, I mean, like four of you, not all of you. We can take like four or five, but you know, there's a limit. Yeah, a couple hundred, and the whole city is in uproar and chaos. Meanwhile, millions upon millions pouring in to Texas. Another mass shooting. 18-year-old shoots three, kills three, injures six, including two police officers in New Mexico. An active shooter in Farmington, New Mexico, on Monday killed three and left others injured, including police officers, authorities report. According to Farmington Police Department, two officers were shot while confronting the suspect. The two officers have been transported to the hospital in stable condition, with one belonging to the Farmington Police Department and the other with New Mexico State Police. The 18-year-old male suspect, whose identity has not yet been released, was shot and killed on the scene, the department said in a Facebook post. Three victims found with gunshot wounds were pronounced dead at the scene. We're still waiting on details, as this is still a developing story. Finally, we have this. Ukraine authorities exposed piles of cash in Supreme Court corruption probe. Yeah, just literal piles of cash. Literally piles.
The dynamic duo is finally back in stock. I gotta say, Batman is the tri-iodine X3 and Robin is the ultimate krill oil. These two things together synergistically do things to your cells and your body and your heart and your lungs and your arteries and your veins and just everything. They are incredible. The triiodine is essential to live. The ultimate krill oil does amazing things to your brain, your whole body. I love the dreams it gives me, but I take a couple capsules before I go to bed. These are amazing products. They're both back in stock. One is 40% off. The other is 25% off. You need to experience X3 finally back in stock. Sold out for more than 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would particularly advise you to experience it with the Ultimate Krill Oil. These things together are amazing. They are synergistic. X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The American Journal. All the crew is here working behind the scenes to bring you the best show possible. Infowars.com, band.video. We actually have a new sort of link-based site. It's americanjournal.bio.link. We're going to have a dedicated URL for it eventually. There's some trouble with that. But if you go to americanjournal.bio.link, you can find links to, of course, the live show, InfoWarsStore.com, the Substack, where you can read along with us and find all of the stories that we cover every day, as well as all the videos that we get to show and even the ones that we don't get to. And also has all of the social medias down there on the bottom. As you know, we are on the march on the social media field of battle. So we are recruiting at americanjournal.bio.link, and you can bookmark that or whatever and have a nice centralized location for all of your American Journal content. And actually, one of the new things we did there is on the bottom right, there's a little email icon. We have a dedicated email address for the American Journal. So if you want to send tips in, that will be a good way to do it. Of course, you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Purchasing products, I mean, it's so easy. You got to brush your teeth, right? Why not buy the toothpaste? With the good guys at InfoWars, keeps American Journal on the air, keeps War Room on the air, keeps Alex Jones on the air, keeps band.video operating. And, of course, we cannot express how much we appreciate those who go to InfoWarsStore.com. And X3 is now 25% off. As that sale continues, I'm surprised it's still going on, honestly. I can't imagine that's going to last that much longer, as it is one of our most popular products. And at that massive discount, it's likely flying off the shelves. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Because after all, what media outlet has been more correct about more things in the mainstream than InfoWars? I mean, the list is endless, honestly. It goes on and on. And the latest, just the latest, is the Durham report, which even the left is having a bit of a hard time dealing with. Because after all, you kind of look stupid. I could just end the statement there, but let me continue. You kind of look stupid when you hysterically weep on air about a couple of rowdy protesters stumbling through the Capitol as a threat to democracy and our sacred system, only to be confronted with the fact that the FBI and the Democrats colluded to utterly and completely destroy the electoral system and hamper an elected president and fabricate a non-existent collusion story in an actual threat to literal democracy. Like, you kind of look stupid when, you know, somebody stealing the lectern from the Senate chamber is a massive threat to democracy, but the FBI systematically colluding with the Democratic Party to fabricate crimes that don't exist in order to justify investigations into their political opponents. Like, do you care about democracy, or are you just an inveterate liar? I mean, that's sort of the question that I guess the left's having to ask themselves. Even CNN is, and maybe this has to do with, like, the revamping that they did and have been doing over the last several years. I mean, CNN is just such a dumpster fire at this point. Literally, like, its president, its top faces, right, all of its best news reporters, practically every single one of them has just resigned in disgrace or been fired outright or been embroiled in some sort of sexual harassment campaign that they've had to cover up. I mean, just failure on every front. So, you know, maybe they're trying to revamp themselves a little bit. Maybe this has to do with it. But we're going to go now to CNN's Jake Tapper. He admits just how devastating this report truly is for the FBI. Let's go down to clip number 6.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped, and it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is regardless devastating to the FBI, and to a degree it does exonerate Donald Trump.
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, completely, right? If that degree is, you know, 100%, yeah, I guess you could say that's a degree. Now, I was watching a video from Mr. Reagan, a really good conservative YouTuber, and he was reviewing the Rachel Maddow reaction to this. And, of course, he was doing it in a way that's like, I can't stand listening to Rachel Maddow, but we should really look at the way the left is covering the Durham report. And so I guess he sat through Rachel Maddow's video. I couldn't sit through his video because I couldn't sit through Rachel Maddow's video. I got about halfway through, and just seeing clips of her show, so infuriating, so dishonest, so just endlessly smug when they're just wrong about everything. It's really unbearable. So I didn't pull the Rachel Maddow clips, but so I'll just tell you what she was saying. This is the way it's being reported. Her interpretation of this was that Trump supporters have been saying for years that John Durham was going to bring the whole deep state down, that he was the key to everything. He was Excalibur, right? He was the answer to everything, and we were just waiting and promising that he was going to destroy the deep state and send everyone to jail and send all the Democrats to Guantanamo. It's just complete fabrication, right? Just complete projection, really, on their part. Because, of course, their whole thing is always to have that sort of hero worship, to have that sort of help. Patty from Boston has Robert Mueller tattooed on his back, right? It was always like, Robert Mueller, he's going to destroy the Trump campaign. So they have this energy, they have this idea, this hero worship, this like, it's all going to come down, waiting for the big bombshell from their, you know, the people that they'd never heard of before this. They're just like deep state actors that like deserve no respect or trust whatsoever. But they just like go all in on these guys. And then they come up with like absolutely nothing. See, we don't have that. We don't have the assumption that anybody in the government is going to do anything for us, right? They have this assumption that like the whole system is going to do everything they can for them, and they just have to sit back and wait for the authorities to just hand them victories, because that's what usually happens. See, we don't have that comfort. We don't have that expectation, because that literally never happens ever for us. So, I mean, you can look at what we've said about John Durham. You can look at what basically anybody on the right wing has said. Even Fox News, even the controlled opposition right wing was always just like, John Durham, where you at, dude? And as time went on, the less and less confidence there was in John Durham, just being like, okay, well, what are we waiting for here? Every once in a while, every couple months, Trump would just tweet out like, Durham, where are you? Where did you go? But we've never had any expectation that there would be any, you know, positive outcome from this, because we know it's the swamp. We know it's like they take care of each other. So with the John Durham report exposing all of this, we're not surprised that there were no indictments. It's a disappointment, because, you know, we'd like to have a country that functions correctly. And when you have deep-seated corruption at the highest levels of your federal intelligence agency, your Federal Bureau of Investigation, some heads should roll. Some heads should roll. We'll be right back and get into it. Don't go anywhere.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. Just get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight naturally. It's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, folks, the Durham Report is out. It's almost nice having an expectation of nothing. To expect nothing from our government. Even getting just something is like, that's it. What a nice surprise. What a nice surprise it is that somebody somewhere is trying to hold somebody else somewhere else accountable for something that they did that was horrifically criminal and destroying from its very foundation the entire apparatus of our freely elected government. Isn't that nice? But of course, the way it's being portrayed by the left is if, you know, you got to make Republicans look ridiculous. You got to make Republicans look absurd that, you know, the John Durham investigation was some sort of magical solution to what's going on in the deep state. There is no magical solution. Each one of these events, each one of these revelations about the corruption and collusion at the top of our government, it's just another chip, just another, you know, axe strike to the tree that will eventually be felled, but it's going to take a lot of work to get there. So this is just another, perhaps the largest revelation in recent times. Again, we've already known basically everything that's included in here. Now we just have sort of the details and the names of it. But as I talked about in the Daily Dispatch in the previous segment, to understand this at a wider level, you have to take the strategic view. You have to understand that the FBI did all of these things, engaged in this corruption, collusion, falsification of records, using evidence they knew to be falsely created to justify a FISA warrant to get the taps on the Trump phone. I mean, when you have Lisa Page and Peter Strzok texting each other, just openly admitting to this, I mean, that was revealed like 5 years ago. Like, that was early on in the Trump administration that we had all of that stuff revealed, where you have Peter Strzok texting his paramour saying, we're going to have an insurance plan to make sure this Trump guy never gets into office. So, I mean, that it should have been over at that point. At that point, everybody should have realized what was going on. We had to go through this charade of 3 years of the Mueller investigation. Oh, just wait. The walls are closing in. All of that should be over now. And anybody with just an iota, just a modicum, just the slightest bit of legitimacy to their professed concerns about the state of our democracy, our sacred system, should be infuriated by what has been done to the Trump campaign, to Donald Trump himself, by the FBI and the unaccountable spy masters that operate our country. So let's just get into the Durham report. So we have a lot of video. Half of this is like, there's like so many different angles to this, right? I want to give you the information. I want to tell you what's in it, what's going on. We want to mock and laugh at and dance on the grave of the Russia collusion hoax that the media helps to perpetrate. But it's also not as much a victory lap as it should be a starting gun, right? This should be the instigation of massive reformations to take place by the civilian oversight. The real, supposedly, theoretically, the real power of the government should be in the hands of the congressmen, the senators who are directly accountable to their constituents, and they should have the power and they should use the power to utterly dismantle the FBI as a result of this. So this is just the start, and we cannot be given this minor victory, this little hand wave of success, and act like this is the end all be all. This needs to be the beginning of everything. So it's like we're coming at this from a couple different angles. It's both hilarious and infuriating. It's both the conclusion of a long saga, but should be the beginning of real reformation. We have to push our elected representatives to make sure that something like this can never happen again, by punishing and holding to account the people that did this. And we have to treat this like what it is, which is bigger than Watergate, bigger than any scandal you can imagine. Even if what Trump was accused of, even if all of what Trump was accused of was true, it would not be as big of a deal as what was done to him. Do you get that? You understand that, like, if Trump took some money from a Russian bank with a wink and a nod to be more, you know, generous with the Russian nation once he was president, that would not be as big of a deal as having the Federal Bureau of Investigation using their power, falsifying FISA reports, and spying on a presidential campaign with the intention of altering the outcome of a presidential election. This is bigger than anything that Trump was even accused of. And of course, everything he was accused of at this point has been proven utterly false. And then maybe a little bit later, we'll go through the list as we just rack up the number of victories that InfoWars and the conspiracy theorists have had over the last several years. We've been proven right over and over and over and over again because we go off the facts, we go off the what's happening on the ground, and we don't carry out wild goose chases based on obviously false information from political campaigns. Like, the number of victories we've had, the number of massive revelations there have been over the last couple of years is truly staggering. And we have to keep all that in perspective. So Technofog on Substack, technofog.substack.com, has a full breakdown of the Durham report. He was doing sort of a live tweeting breakdown of it yesterday. Here's just a few of the main findings they have. quote, the FBI discounted or willfully ignored material information that did not support the narrative of a collusive relationship between Trump and Russia. Okay, this would be in a criminal investigation, what you would refer to as something like a Brady violation, where you get information that proves that your suspect is not the one that did it, and so you hide and discard and ignore and conceal the information that exonerates him. Of course, that's just on it. That's like a, yeah, it's like a murder case or something, right? That's deciding the fate of one person. This is deciding the fate and the course that a country will take and is altering history for all of time. So a much bigger deal in this case, but perhaps putting it in that personal frame will give you a better understanding of what exactly they're talking about here. Crossfire Hurricane, quote, was opened as a full investigation without the FBI having spoken to the persons who provided information, that information, the information that it was used to go on. Days after it was opened, Peter Strzok was telling a London FBI employee, quote, there's nothing to this. So they knew it was fake the whole time. The whole time they knew it was fake, but we knew they knew it was fake. Because they were texting each other saying this is an insurance policy, because they wanted to open the possibility, open up Trump's communications for their surveillance, because they were sure they'd find something. They weren't going to find anything about Russia. They knew that was fake. Like, put yourself in their mindset. You get this dossier that's obviously fake. You know it's fake. You know there's no Russia collusion evidence contained within. But you don't care. You're just, you want to go after Trump. So you go, oh, this is a pretty good excuse. This is a pretty good excuse to go after him, though. So let's do that. And you do that thinking, look, we just got to get Trump's conversations. Then we'll find something. He'll promise something to somebody. He's got, you know, I'm sure financial entanglement with somebody that we don't like, that's sanctioned. Like, we'll find something because he's a corrupt guy, because we've convinced ourselves that he's corrupt. So let's just get his conversations, is get he and his entire inner circle, because remember they do the like three jump rule or whatever it is. You can be a friend of a friend of a friend and you're still in the purview of a FISA warrant. They thought, let's just get his communications and then we'll find what, you know, we'll actually charge him with. Then we'll find what we'll actually go public with. And it'll be fine, because after the success of this mission, after we successfully use this falsified evidence to get the warrant, to spy on Trump, to charge him with whatever we find, you know, in his communications, then Hillary Clinton will be in office and she as president will help us to cover this up. And of course the media will do their part in spreading all of our lies unquestioningly and ignoring all of the claims from the Trump administration, no matter how true they are. So this was all a big scam. You have to go back in time and remember that people doing this in real time knew it was all fake.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body, as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. All right, I'll stop rambling. Let's just get into what the Durham Report says. This is a breakdown by Technofog on Substack, technofog.substack.com. We have evidence of Peter Strzok saying just days after the investigation was opened to an FBI employee in London that there's nothing to this. There's no reality here. There's no there. I hate that term, but that's what he's saying. Internal FBI communications discussing Crossfire Hurricane during its early stages, quote, it's thin and it sucks. Yep. British intelligence pushed back on Mueller requests for assistance, saying, quote, a British intelligence person basically said there was no expletive way in hell they were going to do it. So apparently Mueller reached out, was like, hey, can you help us with this? With this scheme that we're running, even British intelligence was like, no. I mean, we overthrow countries all the time. I mean, if you're a big corporation needs, you know, I don't know, Guatemala thrown into chaos, we're your man, but this is a bit too far even for us. Durham documents two investigations into Hillary Clinton, one involving the Clinton Foundation and one involving illegal foreign contributions to Clinton's campaign. In one Clinton campaign investigation, an FBI confidential human force, CHS, had offered an illegal foreign contribution to the campaign through an intermediary. The Clinton campaign was, quote, okay with it, and, quote, we're fully aware. The CHS offered the FBI a copy of the credit card charge. The FBI never bothered to get receipts. In fact, the FBI handling agent told CHS to, quote, stay away from all events relating to the Clinton campaign. So an FBI confidential human source goes to the Clinton campaign, goes, hi, I'm a foreign agent. I'm a foreign actor. I'm an emissary of a foreign, perhaps unfriendly government. And we want to give you money because we support your campaign for presidency. Everything that the Trump administration was accused of falsely. The Clinton campaign's like, yeah, great. Sounds good. Give us the illegal money. give us the corrupt illegal money, foreigner. And the foreigner goes, the confidential human source goes to the FBI and is like, here's the receipts, here's the credit card receipts where the Clinton campaign was taking foreign money. In response to that, that confidential human source is told, hey, lay off the Clintons, okay? Don't ever go to a Clinton campaign event ever again. We don't want anything to do with the Clinton campaign. They are above the law, okay? We want to make that clear. They are above the law. In February 2016, FBI Assistant Director Andrew McCabe directed the Clinton Foundation investigation to be shut down. He walked that back after receiving pushback, but McCabe made sure that his approval was required for any further investigative steps. The New York field office was called on behalf of FBI Director Comey and informed to, quote, cease and desist from the Clinton Foundation investigation. The FBI and DOJ restricted both of these Clinton investigations, making sure that, quote, essentially no investigative activities occurred for months leading up to the campaign. In comparison, the FBI opened a full investigation into the Trump campaign based on unvetted, quote, intelligence. The CIA had direct knowledge of the Clinton plan, quote, the Clinton plan, to vilify Trump by linking him to Putin and Russia. On August 3rd, 2016, CIA Director John Brennan met with President Obama, VP Biden, and other senior administration officials, including but not limited to Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey. After that meeting, Brennan informed them of the Clinton plan, saying, quote, Director Brennan's declassified handwritten notes reflect that he briefed the meeting's participants regarding the alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on the 26th of July of a proposal from one of her campaign advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian security services. In September 2016, the CIA sent the FBI this information about the Clinton plan to link Trump and Russia. So from the report, says 5 days later, September 7th, 2016, the CIA completed its referral memo in response to an FBI request for relevant information reviewed by the Fusion Cell. The CIA addressed the referral memo to FBI director and to the attention of the deputy assistant director, Peter Strzok. The referral memo, which mentioned the Clinton plan intelligence, stated in part, in exchange, discussing U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a mean of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. I mean, my God, how deep does this go, right? How many folds are in this? Just layer cake of lies, right? You've got the investigation into Clinton's actual malfeasance and hiding of evidence of crimes in the email server. Of course, that's investigated by the FBI, who comes out and says, yes, they did commit crimes. No, we will not be charging them. Right? So they got the FBI covering them up for that, doing the investigation into that, and then going out and actually having the director make a public statement, James Comey, to announce that they did discover criminal activity, but they will not be doing anything about it. And that's that, book closed. It's over. But to distract from this in the media, they fabricate, apparently in cooperation with Obama and Loretta Lynch and now President Biden and the CIA and the FBI, to come up with a falsified claim of Trump being tied to the Russians. So all of these people are involved in the cover-up to distract from the real crime that was already covered up from Hillary Clinton and the email servers. And then this is used to, you know, fabricate investigations into Donald Trump while the investigations into the Clinton campaign that were ongoing into other activities beyond the server, but into actually like foreign collusion on the Clinton's behalf, gets hampered and shut down and diverted by the very people who were then ruthlessly targeting Donald Trump. And of course, that's just the beginning. Like, it just goes so deep, so far. Like, it's so outrageously treasonous what every single one of these people has done. And I really honestly hope that we can trust our government to make the corrections that are necessary. Because the corrections need to be made. The punishment needs to be handed out. These people need to be severely punished for what they've done. I don't know if we can trust the government to do it. I really hope that we can. Because even if we can't, that doesn't mean they should avoid punishment. That doesn't mean that, you know, because the people that they control and are spying on and are manipulating and have in their back pockets aren't going to give us the justice we deserve. I don't think that means that we need to go without justice. But, of course, all of this was only possible because of the intense cooperation between the spy states, the spy state apparatus, the FBI and others, and the media establishment, who did everything they could to continuously provide cover for this illegal activity, continuously demonize Donald Trump, who, as the Durham report indicates, was totally innocent of all charges and was totally unfairly hampered for his entire presidency by this extremely well-orchestrated fraud, hoax, scam, criminal treasonous activity by the FBI and the CIA. So let's go now to a little compilation of the patsies, the useful idiots, the co-conspirers at the mainstream media propping up and continuing on this ridiculous charade. Clip number 8.
Voters in America should decide who our president is, not Vladimir Putin.
The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president.
The bottom line of this dossier, the bottom line allegation, the point of this is they colluded. They helped. They were in on it.
What does Vladimir Putin have on President Trump?
And they've also decided who they want to see become president of the United States, too, and it's not me.
Secondly, I found out that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president.
We need to make it very clear, whether it's Russia, China, Iran, or anybody else.
This election, that Russia has been involved, China has been involved to some degree, and now we learn that Iran is involved.
As 17 of our intelligence agencies have confirmed.
17 intelligence agencies said.
50 national security officials who served in Republican information in administration have said that Donald is unfit to be the commander-in-chief.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plan.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly where he's going.
Well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin.
I don't understand why this president is unwilling to take on Putin when he's actually paying bounties to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan.
When Russia puts bounties on the heads of our soldiers in Afghanistan.
That Russia had bounties on the heads.
On the heads of American soldiers.
There are several factors that contributed to the low to moderate confidence in the judgment, including the difficulty of
the big lie. We'll be right
Turbo
back.
Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
The dynamic duo is finally back in stock. I gotta say, Batman is the tri-iodine X3, and Robin is the ultimate krill oil. These two things together synergistically do things to your cells and your body and your heart and your lungs and your arteries and your veins and just everything. They are incredible. The tri-iodine is essential to live. The ultimate krill oil does amazing things to your brain, your whole body. I love the dreams it gives me if I take a couple capsules before I go to bed. These are amazing products. They're both back in stock. One is 40% off, the other is 25% off. You need to experience X3 finally back in stock, sold out for more than 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com, and I would particularly advise you to experience it with the Ultimate Krill Oil. These things together are amazing. They are synergistic. X3 Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Now an investigation that's 4 years in the making, and we finally have the conclusions, more than 300 pages released by the Justice Department. Now, it has now been transmitted to members of Congress, who also are going to want to bring John Durham in to review some of the findings. But the bottom line is this. The investigation found that the FBI failed in many, many ways, things that we already knew from a previous Inspector General report. And I'll read you just a part of it, of John Durham's conclusion. He says, based on the review of Crossfire Hurricane and related intelligence activities, we conclude that the Department and the FBI failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law in connection with certain events and activities described in this report.
See, that's bureaucratic, lawyeristic doublespeak for it was all bullcrap and they lied about everything. They did not adhere to the strict fidelity of the law. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like saying somebody's dead by saying they aren't, he's not sticking to the strict conditions of life. No. Outrageous corruption on every level, and we'll get into more of what was revealed in the Durham campaign, because this does involve the Clinton Foundation and shows the deep, deep ties that bound the Clintons and the Democratic Party with the subversives at the FBI. But, you know, I was just taking a wider view here. You know, it's like this is really conclusive evidence on top of a great number of other evidentiary revelations that have happened over the last couple of years, that we were right about this. We were right the entire time. And I guess you can just add it to the list, right? So the FBI falsified the investigation. They worked off of evidence they knew wasn't real. You can just, at this point, Crossfire Hurricane, Russiagate, the whole thing, we've been proven right incontrovertibly, which is similar to the Hunter Biden laptop story and the origin of COVID-19 and the efficacy of masks and the negative effects of lockdowns, as well as, of course, the, you know, economic impact of all of it. I mean, we were right about all of that, just like we were right about the email server of Hillary Clinton in the first place, just like we were right about weather manipulation and chemtrails and the HAARP machines altering weather without the knowledge of the American people. I mean, we were right about all of that, and all of these things are absolutely true, just like Jeffrey Epstein. The conspiracy about him turned out to be absolutely true after we talked about it for years and years. Of course, the JFK assassination and the CIA involvement in that has been basically admitted at this point, just like the misuse of the Patriot Act was something that we called out and were called conspiracy theorists for, just like the Iraq War weapons of mass destruction lie that killed millions, just like the Ukraine war that's currently raging and killing tens of thousands, which was only possible because of the distraction provided by the Trump administration distraction, the accusations of collusion with Russia that, of course, helped to spawn the impeachment over Ukraine that, of course, turned out also to be a gigantic scam, hoax, and lie, just like the border migrant caravans that we were told didn't exist until they showed up at the border and overran the migrant centers and caused chaos there, just like PFAS and poison in the water and chemicals turning animals and people gay and transsexual, just like the forever chemicals, of which there are headlines decrying continuously now that it's too late to do anything, now that you prevented any solution to this from happening for decades by calling people who pointed it out crazy, you know, just like January 6th being filled with undercover agents, that's been proven at this point. just like Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove and the global government. I mean, we've been proven right about everything. The corruption that these people has been proven at this point is undeniable and endless. They would never steal an election. But if you think that they stole an election, I mean, that's beyond the pale. That's conspiracy theory. Now, we don't broach the conspiracy theories here.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
We are going to be spending a lot of time today on the John Durham investigation, getting into what exactly it reveals. We'll also, in this segment and the next, get into some of the reactions. We've got the reaction, the statement from the FBI about this. Of course, Donald Trump has been sounding off as well, and we'll just get into some other notable reactions to what's going on, because that gives you a good indication as to what a big deal this is. But just continuing with what is within the dossier itself, where did I leave off here? The FBI and DOJ restricted both Clinton investigations, making sure that essentially no investigative activities occurred for months leading up to the election. In comparison, the FBI opened a full investigation into the Trump campaign based on this unvetted intelligence. The CIA had direct knowledge of the Clinton plan to vilify Trump. Now, we already went through all this. Somehow, this continues, again, this is from Technofog's Substack. Somehow, the FBI did nothing to vet or investigate the Clinton plan, even though they were using parts of the Clinton plan, that is the Steele report, to investigate the Trump campaign. Durham writes, quote, no FBI personnel who were interviewed by the office recalled Crossfire Hurricane personnel taking any action to vet the Clinton plan intelligence. Again, I don't know if I need to, like, clarify this, but, I mean, what's being laid out here is textbook conspiracy, right? Textbook collusion, textbook interference in an American election. You've got a presidential campaign colluding with the current, at the time, administration of Obama, Loretta Lynch, and Joe Biden, and the FBI and the CIA, all of their top people working intimately together to fabricate evidence to bring about false investigation while simultaneously destroying and downplaying investigations into the campaign with which they are cooperating. This is nation-destroying stuff. I mean, when you put this in context with everything else that's going on, from the border to the COVID lockdowns, everything in between, I mean, you really have to understand just how thoroughly subverted our entire government is, just how absolutely off the rails all of this is. And we'll talk a little bit later about what some of the Republicans in Congress are saying they're going to do about this. It's almost sad. It's almost sad, honestly, where you see Jim Jordan being like, we have to use the power of the purse. Okay. Yeah, use the power of the purse. it's just what? Like, didn't you just give the FBI like billions of dollars in new funding a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago, maybe? I mean, did you not know all this? Okay. Anyway, we'll get into just how pathetic and impotent the reaction from the Republicans has been, which again, I don't even think we can rely on. And we can't rely on the guy. What this proves is that there's nobody in the government that's going to do anything corrective. Nobody in the government is going to pay the slightest price for this. Because as we lay all this out, we knew most of this beforehand. And what happens? The Republicans in Congress bring up people like Peter Strzok, who just smiles and bobbles his head and smugly condescends to the people who he is screwing over completely. So, I mean, they don't care. They don't care about getting talked down to. They don't care about all of this being revealed. They think they are above the law because they are above the law at this point. So what do you do when the government is not fulfilling its part of the deal? When it's not fulfilling its part of the bargain with the American people that we empower them with the powers of the government, and in return, they do their damn job. What happens when they've taken that power and used it exclusively to their own benefit? Are the American people just supposed to accept this? Supposed to sit back and just, well, I mean, it's just, they aren't punishing themselves, so I guess they're going to get away with it. No, we have all of the evidence of this outrageous treason, of this true highest level sedition in our government. And I guess now it's up to the American people whether they get away with it or not. FBI Director James Comey was deeply interested in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation and micromanaged it, apparently, demanding the Carter Page FISA warrant, telling Assistant Director Andrew McCabe, where's the FISA? Where is the FISA? Right, so he was orchestrating all of this. He was coordinating all of this. He was desperate to get that FISA warrant because we've got to spy on the Trump campaign. We've got to find out dirt on them because we've got to stop them from becoming president because we've got to cover up all this illegal activity that we're doing. And this is the mindset that they're in. The FBI knew relatively early that its Carter Page FISA warrants were dubious. The FBI knowledge only intensified by 2018 as FBI analysts discussed how, quote, Steele's subsources could have been compromised by the Russians. They were going to prepare their finding in a memorandum. The FBI Deputy Assistant Director for Counterintelligence, Dina Corsi, met with the review team and directed them not to document any recommendations, context, or analysis in the memorandum they were preparing. An FBI attorney was at that meeting. Quote, he confirmed that the team was not told to write any more memoranda or analytical pieces and to provide their findings orally. Corsi's demands, according to the FBI attorney, were the most inappropriate operational or professional statement he'd ever heard at the FBI. It's getting literally, right? I'm not just flying off the handle. I'm not just like, oh, it's like they're, no. They were directed to not write anything down because they knew what they were doing was illegal. They knew what they were doing was improper. They weren't just trying to do their best and, hey, there were some shortfalls here and there. There were some pitfalls. There were some things that we could have done a little bit better. They were acting in a willfully illegal way. And their activity to cover up the discovery of that activity is proof that they knew what they were doing the entire time. Igor Danchenko, the Steele primary subsource charged with and acquitted of lying to the FBI, was paid $220,000 by the FBI as a confidential human source. This was paid after the FBI knew Danchenko lied to them. As Durham investigation proceeded, Durham learned that the FBI proposed making continued future payments to Danchenko, totaling more than $300,000, while Durham was actively investigating the matter. The FBI, in effect, was seeking to influence a key witness who would later face criminal charges. So, in this case, they were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, somebody that they claim had lied to them, to cover up. So that, you know, hey, you want to keep getting hundreds of thousands of dollars? Just don't tell them what we're up to. Don't make public the corruption that we are instigating you to participate in. The FBI's reasons for paying Danchenko were certainly curious. Interviews with Durham's office revealed the FBI's executive assistant director for national security made clear that they were not even able to accurately describe the value or contributions of Danchenko that would justify keeping him open, much less making hundreds of thousands of dollars in payments to him. And again, just the beginning, just scratching the surface here. and CNN seems to be the only ones actually responding to this appropriately in the mainstream media. We'll get into the corresponding reactions from Donald Trump and the FBI and others. We'll get some interpretation and analysis of this from the great minds on Twitter. We'll look at all of the reaction to this on the other side. I do just, you know, they would have gotten away with this if it weren't for a couple things. One, Donald Trump actually didn't have anything that they could use as dirt. Again, all they were doing, all of this background is all just to get the FISA warrant, to get the ability to surveil so that they can find dirt on him. There was no dirt. So that's one of the reasons he got away with it, or the FBI didn't get away with this. So they would have succeeded if there had been dirt. This plan would have worked. The other reason was because places like InfoWars were here to expose all of this long before the Durham report ever came out. So support us in this mission of actually holding these people to account and stopping this madness before it destroys us by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger, and even more product, InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years, so it's good to get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better, InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force, a bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years, so it's good to get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. and we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Just looking at the true scale and scope of what has been uncovered by John Durham. Like, to truly comprehend it, to like really honestly contend with this as a liberal or leftist, like you have to come to terms with how utterly corrupt our system is. You have to get over the fear. You have to get over the, you know, fright that you might feel from truly understanding just how screwed we are in this country from a top-down level. I always think about, I think it was the old Bill Hicks joke, talking about, I think it was a JFK assassination, but maybe something with Bill Clinton, and it's like, you either got to believe the official story, or you got to believe that this goes to the top, that our entire government is in on it, that they will ruthlessly murder dozens. He may have been talking about the Waco massacre, right? But it's like, it's one of these two things. Either the official story is correct and the government is good and doing their best and, you know, doing everything right, or you have to believe that the people that run our government are capable of the most horrific crimes without feeling the slightest bit of guilt. And that alone is like so scary to people, that they reject it outright without really allowing themselves to consider what if it was true, right? It's like when you, I hate to always go back to a true crime stuff, but it just lines up with all this stuff where, like, if you've ever watched where police like tell a family member that their husband or their tongue girl, yet look, your boyfriend murdered this person. And, you know, it's just like, they just reject it outright. It's just like, I won't even consider that. I can't even think about that being true because it's so horrible. It's so crazy. The person that I've lived with for the last 10 years is a serial killer. Like, no, I can't even fathom that. It's too much. So I'm just going to reject it outright without even considering the evidence that you're putting forth. That's sort of how it is, but on an even bigger scale, because these people aren't serial killers, they're mass murderers. They've carried out campaigns of death worldwide that have left hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people dead by their actions, willful, knowing, on purpose, covering it up with cooperation from the media. I mean, when you truly understand that the full scale and scope of this corruption, it is terrifying. You got to get over that. You got to get over that fear, because it's affecting you, because it's destroying your country, because this is a weapon aimed at you. Closing your eyes doesn't make it go away. You can't hide under the covers from this, you pathetic children. You have to confront this and deal with it like an adult, because there's a lot at risk here. I know it's very easy for you to decry January 6th and act like that's the biggest deal and weep your ridiculous alligator tears over a couple people, like plumbers from Kansas wandering through the Capitol. I know it's very easy for you to pretend like that's a major threat to democracy and pretend you understand the true danger that we were in that day. This is real. This is real. Okay. So buck up, understand the situation that we're in, and let's come together and deal with this before it gets really out of hand. Okay. Cause we still have some semblance of freedom in this country. We still grasp and maintain and cling to a little bit of constitutional legitimacy when it comes to the American government. We can solve this peacefully, or we can allow these absolute murderous, tyrannical scumbags to just kill everyone. Like, these are the options that we have. I know it's a scary dichotomy. I know you're very frightened by this. It's time to get over that and deal with this like adults, or we all just go the way of the dodo. I mean, we're all just, you know, I mean, this is it, right? If they get away with this, is there even a point to investigating them anymore? Is there even a point in exposing their activities? If they get away with something this egregious, if nobody is punished, if nobody is held to account, if entire administrations aren't ripped to shreds over this, then they'll just do it again next year. And like, it's not even worth it to investigate. It's not even, it's just like a pain in the butt. Like, it's better just to ignore it completely and let it, just let them be in power. Let them do whatever the hell they want. Let them be as corrupt as they possibly want to be. Because if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. And we're just wasting our time trying to expose this to anybody else. So it's up to the American people now. It's up to us to hold these people to account, to get some sort of retribution or redress about this. Or it's chaos, free for all. No point in even investigating this stuff anymore. So I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls now. Again, there's other stuff to talk about, but we're just going to focus on this probably the rest of the show because, again, we've only just barely scratched the surface of what has been revealed through this Durham report. That even something like MSNBC is trying to downplay this and act like this is no big deal. You look ridiculous. This is obviously a gigantic deal. This blows Watergate out of the water. As I said previously, what has been revealed here are crimes far, far, far worse than anything Trump was even accused of. Almost unimaginable. But we'll be taking your calls on this topic. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. I'll take your calls throughout the rest of the show. Now, in response to this, the FBI has released a statement. Statement on report by Special Counsel John Durham from FBI.gov. They say this. The conduct in 2016 and 17 that Special Counsel Durham examined was the reason that current FBI leadership already implemented dozens of corrective actions, which have now been in place for some time. Had those reforms taken place in 2016, the missteps identified in the report could have been prevented. This report reinforces the importance of ensuring the FBI continues to do its work with the rigor, objectivity, and professionalism the American people deserve and rightly expect. Is that the conclusion you came to learning this information? This report that just eviscerates the credibility of the FBI, that exposes the FBI for the utterly rotten, treasonous, subversive, seditious fraud that it is the lesson you learned from it that it reinforces the importance of ensuring the FBI continues to do its work with integrity? I mean, everybody's laughing at this response. The smugness that just oozes from every one of these people every time that they're exposed, sort of the most frustrating thing. You just want to grab their smug, smiling, conceited little faces and just rub it in the dirt. Doesn't it make you want to, you know, show these people that there's nothing special about them? That all the protection that they enjoy, all of the institutional support that protects them is just an illusion and a facade, and they're just human beings at the end of the day. For the sake of the country, it has to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
The dynamic duo is finally back in stock. I got to say, Batman is the tri-iodine X3 and Robin is the ultimate krill oil. These two things together synergistically do things to your cells and your body and your heart and your lungs and your arteries and your veins and just everything. They are incredible. The triiodine is essential to live. The ultimate krill oil does amazing things to your brain, your whole body. I love the dreams it gives me if I take a couple capsules before I go to bed. These are amazing products. They're both back in stock. One is 40% off, the other is 25% off. You need to experience X3 finally back in stock, sold out for more than 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com, and I would particularly advise you to experience it with the Ultimate Krill Oil. These things together are amazing. They are synergistic. X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands, you're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
So the FBI has come out, the FBI response to the John Durham investigation has been to say, we know we fixed everything already. There were some mistakes, as they put it, some missteps in 2016 and 17. It was like 5 years ago. We've solved all of this ourselves. Almost acting as if the Durham report is like an internal thing. Acting as if the Durham report was a confession by the FBI of them saying, you know, we've really done some soul searching and we've decided to set them some things right. You know, we're doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. As if this isn't an outside force exposing the corruption within the FBI. They're actually trying to act like, yeah, we've already solved all these issues. These issues we identified and we solved them. We cleaned them up. Don't worry. we're good. Which is hilarious because they haven't stopped doing anything that they're doing now. Everything they did back then, they're still doing now. They're doing it almost to an even greater degree. And the litany of FBI abuses, even just over the last year or less, proves that they've done nothing to correct their actions. They have done nothing to correct the missteps they've taken. None of the people involved in this have paid any price whatsoever for it. And for the sake of the country, that has to change. So again, the statement from them actually acts as though this is old news. This is old news. The reforms to deal with this have already been put into place. It's just like your activity as of last week is still hopelessly corrupt. So what reforms are you even talking about? Just how confident they are. And they just lie to your face and brush off. Just proven, just absolutely proven how corrupt they are and how intertwined with the Democratic Party they are. InfoWars has a story. The same media outlets parroting Trump-Russia lies are now forced to admit that the Durham report exonerates the 45th president. I mean, when it comes to liberals, they have endless, boundless resources of empathy for, a cracked out psychopath throwing a 7-year-old onto the train tracks. They hear that and they think that poor man, what he's gone through. He's been left without the mental health resources he requires. He's been forced to electrocute that little child. The poor guy. Endless empathy for criminals. Endless empathy for just the worst people with no redeeming qualities who've never suffered anything but continually inflict suffering on everybody else. They find it extremely easy to have empathy with that person. Impossible to find empathy for his victims or anything else. Can they summon the empathy for someone like Donald Trump? Can they imagine what it's like to be falsely accused of something? Over and over and over again for 3 years to have your triumphant victory becoming president of the United States just destroyed, just eviscerated, just endlessly hampered by false accusations that have no merit whatsoever that represent. Can they imagine how frustrating it must be to know that the very organizations that are put into place to bring about law and order are the very ones inflicting this disorder and unlawful activity on you? Can they empathize with Trump, or is it just the cracked out murderous psychopaths that they have empathy for? I mean, this isn't just like, oh, well, yeah, it turns out he's exonerated. Well, good to know. You know, that's all we really wanted. That's all we were asking. We wanted an investigation, right? These absolute heartless, murderous scumbags. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's reflective on a lack of humanity, honestly, when they just like see this happen and they just don't care. They just don't care. Just remember, these people want you dead. They want your children raped and they think it's funny. They really do think it's funny and they don't care. They do not care about anything they profess to care about. Corruption, the state of democracy, our sacred institutions. They don't care. They do not care. So we have to destroy them. We can't appeal to these people. You're appealing to a rabid dog. You're asking for, a rat to empathize with you about, how you don't like him stealing your food. Like, he doesn't care. He's a rat. He's going to keep stealing your food. These people are going to keep empowering the corruption. They're going to keep allowing our government to be utterly and completely rogue, starting wars, overthrowing governments, imprisoning peaceful protesters. They're going to let it all keep happening. They're going to empower it all to continue. and there is no appealing to these people for their humanity. They have none. Okay. There's no appealing to their empathy unless you are unworthy of empathy. Then you get it all. But the actual victims, the actual people that are affected by this, I mean, do you think this is going to have any impact on? I guarantee you, we're still going to see pundits, leftists on MSNBC and CNN. They'll still just be like, Trump, the Russian agent. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them. Because even though we have sort of the dirty details now, we have a lot of the higher level connections now, none of this is necessarily new. They had a 2-year investigation through Mueller. They came up with a giant goose egg, came up with absolutely nothing. And that didn't affect their perception of Trump in the slightest. So we really have to understand the actual war that we're in here, the life and death combat. I guess we can offer, you know, a handout to the leftists and go, look, for your own sake, you gotta acknowledge what's going on here. You gotta help us to undo all of this for the sake of our country, for the sake of your family. So like, if you want to admit that you were wrong, admit that you were fooled, and really apologize for the damage that these lies have done to our country over the last 5 years, then maybe we can provide a pathway of forgiveness for them. But when you take the stance like the FBI of like, it's our grace. It's really because we're such good people that we're acknowledging this. Okay. And if that's the attitude, then just you need to be held to account. You need to be held to account. I won't tell you what I think that should look like. Because after all, there's one thing we know about the FBI. They are still very interested in punishing people for not doing anything wrong. So we'll just leave it at that. Again, the response from Trump is, in all caps with 3 exclamation points, treason. Treason, treason, treason. I'm sorry. What did the crew just find? What is this? This is from our article. This is from today. MSNBC says, the Russia scandal was real. The Durham investigation was pointless. It says, it now appears these Republicans had it exactly backwards. The Russia scandal was real and the Durham investigation was pointless. This is from a producer of course, The Rachel Maddow Show. Yeah, I can't tell you what my response is to that. Other than to say, there's no talking with these people. There's no amount of evidence that will satisfy them. There's nothing that will turn them from their corrupt ways. You just deal with them like you deal with a rabid dog.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated triiodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We continue to talk about some of the responses to the Durham probe. Here's some good points some of the friends of the show have made. And we'll take, of course, your phone calls and get your reaction. We are now accepting callers. Paul, David, Frank, we'll go to you guys first. Treason. Trump responds to the report concluding FBI Russia probe was unfounded. President Trump's called for everyone involved in the Russia collusion ploy, including Hillary Clinton, to, quote, pay a heavy price. After a report from Special Counsel John Durham concluded that the FBI investigation into the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump was totally unfounded. After extensive research, he says, Special Counsel John Durham concludes the FBI should have never launched the Trump-Russia probe. In other words, the American public was scammed, just as it is being scammed right now by those who don't want to see greatness in America, Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. And just two notes on this already. When he says pay a heavy price, obviously these people need to be thrown into prison for a very long time. That should be the heavy price. But in terms of, like, actually paying, you got to wonder how much it's worth when you've got the Fox News lawsuit with Dominion for billions of dollars, and what's happened to InfoWars being sued for $1 billion. How much is it worth for years upon years upon years of dishonest, just the most destructive lies that the world has ever seen? The amount of division and chaos and stupidity that has been allowed to thrive because of the willful deception by the mainstream media. You really have to wonder what the price they should pay is. And when he says the FBI should have never launched the Trump-Russia probe, I mean, people have been sent to prison over this probe. Right? I mean, people have gone to jail. They've been accused of lying to Congress or lying to the FBI over this investigation that should have never been launched in the first place. So, like, none of that should have ever been allowed to happen. People have had their lives ruined because of this probe, and it should have never gotten started. He continues, the Durham report spells out in great detail how the Democrat hoax that was perpetrated upon me and the American people. This is the 2020 presidential election. This is 2020 presidential election fraud, just like stuffing the ballot boxes, only more so. This totally illegal act had a huge impact on the election. With an honest media, we're looking at the crime of the century. Trump said, I, and much more importantly, the American people have been victims of this long-running and treasonous charade by the Democrats, started by Comey. Public anger over this report is at a level I've not seen before. There must be a heavy price to pay for putting our country through this. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, how funny is it that the FBI is like, we've already made the corrections, when you can point to at least five examples of the FBI still engaged in this activity? The FBI covering up, actively as we speak, covering up investigations into the Biden campaign. As we speak, they're withholding whistleblower information from Congress about falsifying evidence to go after Distance. As we speak, they are dealing with the fallout from their corruption and collusion in covering up the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. They're still doing it right now as we speak. The idea that they would come out and say we've made corrections, they are still doing it at this very minute. There will be no internal correction here. There will only be external punishment, if there's to be anything at all. Zero Foxtrot on Twitter points out Douglas Mackey was persecuted and prosecuted for an election meme. Meanwhile, the deep staters that concocted and knowingly went along with the fraud perpetrated on the American people and the world will suffer no repercussions. Puts a little bit into perspective. Douglas Mackey, random citizen, posts an obviously sarcastic meme about tricking Hillary Clinton voters into voting by phone. Literally a harmless meme that, of course, the left wing also made the exact same meme. They aren't being held to account. But which is more of a threat to democracy? A silly meme from some anonymous Twitter user, or the FBI coordinating with a presidential campaign to both cover up their investigations, cover up their crimes, and simultaneously to fabricate evidence of non-existent crimes in order to spy on the rival campaign? I mean, which do you think is the bigger deal? Because if you go by just the punishments and the outcome of the court cases, apparently the authorities think the meme was the bigger deal, not the open corruption, not the collusion at the highest levels of the deep state and the Democratic Party. That's secondary to the silly image on the internet. Just puts it in perspective. I thought that was put up well. Tom Elliott on Twitter also notes this with the statement that we've read from the FBI, of the FBI saying, we've cleaned up our act since 2016. Don't worry, we took care of it. And then in 2020, the FBI helps anti-Trump presidential candidate cover up evidence of laundering bribes from foreign nationals by seeding disinformation and orchestrating mass censorship. That, of course, having to do with the Hunter Biden laptop. So I don't know if this is fooling anybody, this FBI false contrition, this FBI just brushing off of these outrageous claims. I don't know if anybody's falling for that, but the fact that they're still involved in this activity should maybe make you wonder whether they're all that sincere about their corrective activities. Liberty Lockdown with Clint Russell has a nice little diatribe here. It says, many of us have been saying this for years, but it's nice to have confirmation. The Democrats, DOJ, and FBI began a soft coup against Trump in 2015, 8 years straight. Now they're trying to jail Trump. Yeah, they're still desperately trying to get him on something, anything, whatever. Just get him, just destroy him, just break him in the public eye. They're still doing this, so they're still now trying to jail Trump. Forget Trump for a moment. Consider what this means. One outsider, 8 years of persecution, Russiagate fraud, Ukraine gate, also a fraud. And note that the war happening between these two nations is not coincidental. They will tell you that it's worth risking World War III to, quote, defend democracy in Ukraine, while they've done everything possible to nullify your votes for the past 8 years at a minimum. The beast is corrupt to its core. If people aren't jailed and the institutions that perpetrated these criminal acts, treason really, aren't abolished, then you should just forget about elections moving forward. They've made it quite clear that they do not care about what you vote for. Jail and abolition. If you want this nation to survive, then that's all that matters. And I do not think he's being remotely, you know, exaggeratory there. He's exactly right. Martyr Maid also points this out, saying, honest liberals are learning today what many of us have long known. Russiagate was 100% fabricated hoax. Remember, they used Russiagate to prevent Trump from pursuing a peaceful resolution to the Ukraine conflict. Tens of thousands are dead. Ukraine is ruined because of this lie. I mean, the outcome, the effects of this lie are really unimaginable. And the punishment should be too. With that, we got to your phone calls. Frank Kavanaugh is called in with a poem for us. Thank you for calling in. Frank, you're on the air.
Harrison, what's up, brother? How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Do you like poetry, Harrison?
I do. I'm a big fan of poetry.
All right, I don't know who wrote this, but I'm going to recite this poem. Okay. For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of the shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of the horse, the battle was lost. For the want of the battle, the war was lost. For the want of the war, the country was lost. Or for the want of the war, the country was lost. The kingdom was lost. And the reason I'm saying that is because the Russian collusion, the Peepygate, was the key point that made everything else possible. If you believed Russiagate, you believed COVID, you believed every single Trump supporter was a racist, you believed everything that the mainstream media fed down everyone's throats. You believed it, and you believed it because of the want of the nail, that they had loosened that nail right there. And this is our chance to absolutely take it back, because these people have morals. And that's what we're mistaken, thinking that they don't have morals. They have morals. They have a whole belief set. The LGBT religion is their belief set, and their moral compass points south. Ours points north, theirs points south. And we have to start looking at these people like they're not trustworthy, because they're not trustworthy. They got us here. Us being tolerant of it got us here.
No, that's such a good point. Such a good point. And apparently that poem, the crew just pulled up, apparently that's a Ben Franklin poem. So, it's a powerful mind you're referencing there. You're exactly right. I couldn't have said it better myself. And, the question I want to ask liberals is, like, do you like being lied to? Like, are you not indignant that you were fooled and tricked and made a fool of for the past 8 years? Do you not have some bad feeling for the people that did this to you and lied to your face?
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide spectrum natural herbs. that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Again, we're spending basically the whole show today on this Durham report. It really is that big of a deal. It really has revealed that level of corruption. We'll get into some more details in just a little bit. There's other stuff going on. Maybe we'll do a little headline review a little bit later, but in the meantime, I want to go out to your calls once again. Let's go to David in Minnesota. Wants to talk about the Durham report on line 9. Thank you so much for calling in, David. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Great job you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I was just calling, seeing as no one's going to really be held accountable. Why can't we as a people come together and put a class action lawsuit against every one of them from the top down?
It's a good question.
And take their money from them and put it back in the coffers.
Yeah, I mean, definitely if I was...
I mean, there's three big investigations that cost a lot of money.
Yeah, at the very least. I mean, yes, you're right. I mean, and you, the more you look at this, the more it just spirals out into the chaos and corruption. Like I always talk about how it's, you know, the conspiracy is not a network or a web or a pyramid structure. It's like a fractal thing. It's like the more you zoom out, the more you see, the closer in you get. It's just a repetition of what you saw on the wider scale. It's just like endless.
Yeah, you can see how big the cancer really is.
Yeah. No, it's completely insane. I mean, especially if I was somebody who was like charged with something that came out of the Russia probe.
General Flynn.
Yeah, exactly. General Flynn, Roger Stone. I mean, anybody that got wrapped up in this, I would be launching lawsuits today.
Well, that and the same thing with the COVID hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Sue all them too. You know, if you can't do it, have Congress put a class action lawsuit together for us, for the people.
I mean,
because
I don't know.
We're the ones that hold the control, right, as the people?
I think we're learning how true that is, David. I think...
we're supposed to.
We're supposed to. And, of course, and you know, as you're pointing out, as Frank Kavanaugh pointed out, right, COVID would have never happened if this hadn't occurred. I mean, so much wouldn't have ever happened. Ukraine war wouldn't have ever happened. So much has come from this as they laid the groundwork for the hatred and the distrust and the real stupid mind control of the liberals. I mean, all of this has been predicated on the real big lie, the initial lie of the Russia collusion hoax, which nobody ever should have fallen for. And I don't think people even did fall for it. I think they just wanted it to be true, so they pretended it was, knowing it was fake the whole time. And that's my interpretation. Thank you for the call. David, let's go to Tim in Seattle now, who's called in about the Durham report. Tim, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
How you doing? Frank beat me to it. All of these lies that they set up, I mean, none of the aftermath that we're dealing with now would have happened. And so I agree with the previous caller. There should be some sort of lawsuits or something. I mean, if Americans didn't have the motivation to rise up and be absolutely pissed about what's going on, do they have it now? So I mean, it's either we're slaughtered by, you know, section and phases, or we rise up and we take back our power and put these people and hold them accountable. So I mean, none of our existence right now is real. It's just this made-up myth in order to keep us distracted until they can process us and, you know, render the product later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all a giant kabuki theater charade show that we're forced to endure while the crimes go unpunished. You think maybe this had something to do with the law that they passed in late 2022 that was supposedly about, you know, racial lynchings in the 1950s? You think that was a self-defense thing? I think they were like, man, it's all about to come out how corrupt we are, and we're not going to punish ourselves, so we got to have an anti-lynching bill to make sure that the American people don't come for us. I wonder if that's what that anti-lynching bill was all about. I don't know. I'll think about it. We'll be back in about 1 minute, take more of your phone calls, break it down even further. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. More of your phone calls shortly. First, put us back in the mindset what we were forced to endure during the Trump administration. I want to go to clip number 15. I believe this is a supercut by Tom Elliott. This is the media's coverage of the Trump administration over the course of his tenure, all boiled down into a 3-minute cacophonous screech of madness. Let's remind ourselves what it was like living in America during the age of corruption. Let's watch.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
When he said today, America first, it was not just the racial, I mean, the Hitlerian background to it.
There was an America first committee. They were infiltrated by the Nazis. Many of them were anti-Semitic, which is part of why they weren't alarmed by Hitler's rise in Germany.
Outside of the Civil War, World War II, and including 9/11, this may be the most cataclysmic event the country's ever seen.
But he's just disgusting to look at. He's obese. He's one of the repulsive physically looking human beings I've ever seen.
Absolutely no morals. Who's a bully, who acts like a bigot and a racist, and is a sexist and a sexual harasser.
The case for impeachment has never been stronger. The evidence never so riveting.
Are you suggesting that President Trump should face impeachment?
Another member of Congress wants him impeached.
There's growing talk, at least, about impeachment.
What is your case for impeachment?
The first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry, opening with a bombshell.
We got the bombshell.
A bombshell.
One bombshell after another.
Bombshell after bombshell.
We're bracing for potentially an explosive opening statement.
Explosive week.
It's explosive testimony.
Explosive.
Truly explosive.
The most explosive thing.
This is a slow motion explosion.
How explosive?
Very explosive.
And I think it will be explosive.
Wow. Donald Trump feels the walls closing in.
Really kind of the walls closing in on him.
Walls closing in on him.
There is a non-trivial chance that if Donald Trump loses the election, he ends up living out the rest of his days in prison.
But here's the question. Would you like to see President Trump in prison?
Do you want to see the president in prison?
Do you think Trump could end up going to jail?
He could actually face jail time.
Donald Trump could end up in jail.
In prison.
If he ends up in jail, so be it.
You are pathetic.
From a journalism point of view, Donald Trump is a brain-eating disease.
How stupid can you be?
This president has radicalized so many more people
than ISIS ever did.
His ignorance could pose a profound danger to every single person in this country and literally every inhabitant of the planet Earth.
No, we won't call them fascist comments. Fascist. Fascism. Fascist.
Xenophobic. Racist. Demagogic. Sexist. Autocratic. Donald Trump is a fascist.
Someone like a fascist or a tyrant or an autocrat.
Fascist.
Hitler.
Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
Hitler. Hitler.
Well, Hitler.
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 He could well be just an empty man, an empty human being with no soul.
Donald Trump blows Vladimir Putin like they are illegal immigrants hiding in Putin's and he's got to suck them all out.
In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster.
You, Donald Trump, are a horrible, horrible human being. Horrible.
Yeah. Just vicious, hysterical, petulant hatred based on utterly baseless lies. Can you imagine being that easily fooled? Can you imagine what a dumbass you look like? Screeching hysterically about something that never existed. Oh, and they tell us that we're hateful. We're so hateful. These people are demons. And it's right to hate demons. Years we had to be subjected to that crap. And I love how, like, right in the middle of that is they're just like, and the extremism that Trump has inspired, they're just like foaming at the mouth, like, this man should be dead. Everyone who even listens to him is a Nazi that should be burned to death. And then they're just like, and Trump is really making people extreme. His rhetoric is very dangerous. Just schizophrenic madness constantly piped into our mainstream discussion by these dishonest, cretinous criminals. Let's go again out to your phone calls. Let's go to, I want to stick on the John Durham stuff. Flex in Washington. Thanks for calling in. Flex, you're on the air about John Durham. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? John Durham, man. It just sucks, man. It just sucks. I'm kind of halfway distracted. I wanted to, as an allegory, talk about my dog, dude. I got a Newfoundland, right? You know, and, you know, I don't know how many dog owners are out there, but a Newfoundland is a big dog, big old, you know, ugly some bitch, quite literally, right? You know, right. Holds a football in his mouth, makes a pit bull look small, right?
Okay, but, all right. What's the metaphor here?
The metaphor is he doesn't attack other dogs. Other dogs get stupid and they want to, you know, fight, you know, and that's what America's, we don't want to do this, man. You mentioned what the Romans used to do. Yeah. Let's drag them off and crucify them. Let's crucify them.
That was a joke, Flex. That was just a slip of the tongue. I didn't mean that. I mean,
not at all. No, we shouldn't be there shouting. You know, it reminds me of when Eddie Bravo, dude, best podcast, Eddie Bravo, Joe Rogan, and Alex, when he goes, nah, dude, I'm not going to choke you out. You know, it sucks when they take the kindness for weakness, you know. Mm. I mean, we don't want it. Dude, you want to go out and get into a fight today? I don't, right?
Right.
I don't know. It sucks. It sucks. It the whole Mexico thing, you know, when I told Owen, a couple of years ago, dude, the greatest heist in American history was this last election, not with Biden, but with Trump, dude. He got screwed, man.
Yeah.
He got screwed. I mean, do we want to bite? I don't want to bite, man. That's the last thing I want to do. I'm too old for that stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's like this, you know, they say, you know, well, I say war, like fighting, you know, to actually have vigilante justice, it's the second worst thing ever. It's the worst thing ever except being a slave. I think being a slave is the worst thing. I think, you know, being a slave, being subject to people who despise you and yet control every aspect of your life, and to feel impotent and hopeless as, you know, you are abused continuously with no ability to redress that, that's the worst thing ever. That's the worst thing ever. Fighting is a close second.
You know, I will say this, what is it? Dual combat, mutual combat. There it is. But shout out to Bone Crusher here in this state. This is a mutual combat state. If you are willing to sign a waiver, yeah, we can brawl. And that's fair. That's fair. And that's the way it should be, man. I don't know, dude.
No, it's completely unfair. I get exactly what you're saying. I do want to get some other calls, but I really do appreciate that call, Flex. I know exactly what you're saying with your metaphor about the dog, where it's just, that's what I always point to when you have like Antifa versus like Trump supporters. It's like the little chihuahua that is like nipping at the pit bull. Pit bull is like, I don't want to fight you, but like, if we go toe to toe, I'm gonna destroy you. So like, it's my own patience that's keeping you alive right now. That really is how it feels. At a certain point, it's time to, shall we say, get off the leash. And let's go to, thank you so much for the call, Flex. Let's go to Peter in Florida. You want to talk about, Oath for, okay, we're about to go to commercial break. Stay on the line, Peter. We're gonna come back to, where the crew pulls these things up in 4 seconds. It makes no sense. Some sort of time warp going on, how quickly the crew is able to pull up stuff that I mention offhand. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks, to support this crew and everything that they do. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X3, 25% off. Go now. We'll be right back.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. Just couldn't get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The dynamic duo is finally back in stock. I gotta say, Batman is the tri-iodine X3 and Robin is the ultimate krill oil. These two things together synergistically do things to your cells and your body and your heart and your lungs and your arteries and your veins and just everything. They are incredible. The tri-iodine is essential to live. The ultimate krill oil does amazing things to your brain, your whole body. I love the dreams it gives me if I take a couple capsules before I go to bed. These are amazing products. They're both back in stock. One is 40% off. The other is 25% off. You need to experience X3 finally back in stock, sold out for more than 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com, and I would particularly advise you to experience it with the Ultimate Krill Oil. These things together are amazing. They are synergistic. X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We shell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Anything that is not 100% to take these people down. So don't feel sorry for me, all I've gone through, and think like I'm some victim. Oh, baby, I'm the opposite. I want to wage war on these people. I want in the ring with these people, and I'm going to bring them down with God's help, and I need your help to do it. The children are crying out for liberators. They're crying out for resistance. They're crying out for people to save them. And nobody's coming if we don't listen to the Holy Spirit and if we don't do it. You're not going to find anybody more real than me except you, because you know you're real. You know you're real. And I know I'm real. And the enemy knows I'm real. And they're scared of the spirit we got. We've got the weapon system. We've got the deck of cards in our hands to beat these people. We don't have a hand. We have the deck. All we got to do is exercise. And I said I'd talk about that for 2 minutes. I just talked about it for 10 minutes. But we can't give up for the children. We will not give up for them. And we will be victorious. But all I'm telling you right now is if you don't bet on InfoWars, you're betting against yourself and you're rolling over to these demons and letting them win. I will not roll over and die to these people. I will not submit to their tyranny. And I pledge my mind, my soul, my sacred honor, my treasure, my children, everything I am in the belief in you. So energize yourself and energize the InfoWar today. Spread the word. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, that was Alex Jones expressing, really, I hope, the energy that we're all feeling today. We are all in on this. We have everything that we need to defeat them. It's just a choice that we are required to make. And with that, we got to your phone calls. Peter in Florida, thank you so much for holding on. You're on the air. Oath Breakers is the topic you've called in about. Thanks for calling in, Peter.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Harrison, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
I was thinking about what you said last week, that when you first started at InfoWars, you used to think, you know, if only we could reach enough people, if only enough people were aware and, you know, we could turn things around. You know, unfortunately, what we're all seeing is that being aware of what's going on isn't enough. Most Americans know the election was stolen. You know, it doesn't change the fact that the traitors are in the White House. Mm. And it makes me think of the quote, all that is necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. You know, the operative word being do. And so when you just factor in how many people in the Army, the National Guard, the FBI, the DOJ, and even our state government, like literally every single one of them is an oath breaking traitor. And it's just shocking. Like, does Border Patrol not know that they're importing people who will eventually kill their sons and rape their daughters? It would be better right now if we had no border patrol, because then at least the invaders would have to walk through the desert instead of being bussed and flown. And so, you know, everyone just going along, even at the low levels, just doing their job, you know, which, as we remember, was not a defense in the Nuremberg trials. Yeah, it's just disgusting. And even our so-called Republican representatives in Congress, you know, McCarthy and McConnell, like the Dems are playing for all the marbles. And in a few years, they will have these people imprisoned and executed by the very coup that, you know, they either aided or turned a blind eye to. And meanwhile, you have our supposed next generation of leaders like Abbott and DeSantis are too busy aiding the invasion or flying to foreign countries to sign hate speech laws. So we truly do just have no representation, and almost everyone in the government, either through their action or inaction, is an oath breaking traitor.
Man, extremely, extremely well said, Peter. Absolutely. I completely agree. I think I may have, if not the second to top response to the FBI post on Twitter where they brushed this aside and say, we fixed everything. And all I'm saying in that is, you know, every single person who works at the FBI, from the agents to the analysts to the just regular employees, they all really need to take a good look at themselves and see what their actions, even if they're just, you know, because you hear it all the time where it's like, well, but the people of the FBI are good. The normal agents are really good. And that may be true. You know, maybe you're an FBI agent that's actually working on finding, you know, missing children or something. And you think, well, you know, I'm not a part of it, but you are. You are a part of this. And every single one of you needs to take stock of this and think about how accountable you are. As you point out, even if it's just for self-preservation, even if the only thing that is driving you is the understanding that your participation in this may very well lead to you being a defendant in a Nuremberg-style trial where you're a part of a criminal organization. I mean, they're throwing Proud Boys in jail for people, for things that people they don't even know did. I mean, that's what conspiracy laws are about. So, I mean, this whole thing is a massive conspiracy that can, should, and hopefully will be adjudicated in a court. And whether it's COVID-19 or the border being open in a treasonous scheme or what's happening at the FBI, I mean, these people really have to live up to the oath that they took. And it's amazing because especially people like Border Patrol, as you point out, I mean, whether it's Border Patrol or FBI, I mean, they're willing to put their lives on the line for these organizations because they believe that they're doing their part to preserve America. I mean, I've hung out with FBI agents. I know that they really are patriots. They really do care about the country, and they think that by serving the FBI, they're serving this country. But what if you're not? What if you are actively participating, or at least, as you point out, Peter, turning a blind eye to the biggest threat that this country's ever seen? You are in positions to make a difference, whether it's by your speaking out against this or resigning your job in a act of protest. I guarantee you the American people will make it worth your while. I guarantee you, if you're an FBI agent, it comes out and says, I saw what my leadership was up to. I'm, you know, burning my FBI ID card and I'm not going to be a part of that organization. I guarantee you money would come flow. You wouldn't have to worry about money. It's not a big risk of, well, I got to feed my family. You'd be well rewarded by the American people who are eager to support anybody going against this criminality. So even just if it's for your own benefit, like, You have to do something because you're the only ones that can at this point in order to keep it from spiraling out to what it really should be, which is just full on civil war as we attempt to free ourselves from the corrupt and occupied government in Washington, D.C. I mean, that's what this deserves. Let's not beat around the bush. I mean, our founding fathers revolted over much less than what's going on right now. You can only imagine what George Washington or Andrew Jackson would be doing at this point. It really is that serious, and I don't want it to get to that point. The only way we avoid that inevitable outcome is if the people in these organizations stand up for the rest of us Americans who are just begging them to do something with their power for us.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated triiodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products, and keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We haven't even gotten into some of the other damning stuff from this Durham report. Now, the FBI's response, of course, is getting, it's not very popular online. So my response was, every FBI agent, analyst, and employee should seriously consider their personal role in the corruption and malfeasance that is destroying the nation they swore to protect. Tim Young's was, the FBI thinks you're stupid. Robbie Starbucks says, you guys basically tried to carry out a coup with an investigation that was something you knew was entirely false. This was done with an explicitly political purpose, and you now admit you ignored informants who had evidence of crimes by Clinton and her campaign. Sorry, won't cut it. Somebody responds to him, they didn't say sorry. Robbie Starbucks is like, hey, sorry's not going to cut it. Somebody else steps in like, they never said sorry. They have not apologized for this. Not that apologies would even matter. Other people just pointing out they've gotten worse. There's nothing that they're doing that, says any of this will be corrected. Viva Fry, noted lawyer, says this is an admission of criminal wrongdoing, saying that post is an admission of criminal wrongdoing. Just absolute clowns. Totally insane. Greg Price has some good posts on this. He says, according to the Durham report, the FBI agents who received false Trump/Alpha Bank story from Michael Sussman determined they were lies, but it was, quote, FBI leadership that ordered them to open a full case into it anyway. The false claim that Trump was connected to a Russian bank were also given to the media with full coordination between Hillary Clinton's campaign, Fusion GPS, Sussman, and Mark Elias. From the report, Slate published an article that discussed at length the allegation that Sussman provided to the FBI, saying also on that day, the New York Times published an article titled Investigating Donald Trump, FBI Sees No Clear Link to Russia. The article discussed information in the possession of the FBI about what cyber experts and appeared to be a mysterious computer back channel between the Trump Organization and Alpha Bank. The article further reported that the FBI spent weeks examining computer data showing an odd stream of activity to a Trump Organization server, and that the newspaper had been provided computer logs that evidenced this activity. The article also noted that at the time of the article, the FBI had not found any conclusive or direct link between Trump and the Russian government, and that Hillary Clinton supporters pushed for these investigations. As noted above, in the months prior to the publication of these articles, Sussman had communicated with the media and provided them with the Alpha Bank data and allegations. Sussman also kept Elias apprised of his efforts. Elias, in turn, communicated with the Clinton campaign's leadership about potential media coverage of these issues. For example, emails reflect that on September 1st, 2016, Sussman met with a reporter who published the New York Times article, Eric Lichtblau. So, I mean, just conspiracy. It's just, you know, nothing less than open conspiracy between Democrats, the Clinton campaign, the FBI, CIA, and their media counterparts. Willfully, knowingly using false information to create a unwarranted investigation and then spread the articles that give them the justification for it. Remember that was part of this too, is that BuzzFeed published the dossier. Then it was the FBI like, well, because there was public attention, we had to investigate. I mean, this is cooperation between these groups at a level that has only increased since then. As we know, we have hundreds of former FBI agents moving into big tech and using their position there to continue the Russiagate collusion conspiracy, whether it's with Hunter Biden and his laptop and the FBI, the lead FBI lawyer, then getting a prominent position at Twitter and using that position to perpetuate that hoax that happened years after 2016 and 2017 in complete opposition to the latest statement from the FBI. Greg Price also points out there's this from Jake Sullivan, who now works as Biden's national security advisor. Statement from Snake Sullivan on new report exposing Trump's secret line of communications to Russia. This was October 31st, 2016. Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russia-based bank. That was what we were just talking about, the Alpha Bank lie that the FBI agents were like, yeah, this is a lie. And their leadership was like, pursue it anyway. We know it's a lie. But this is your job. Do as I say. report it anyway, investigate it anyway. If there's not evidence, then make it up. Which, it's that point, like this is what I don't get. It's at that exact point that the FBI agent who was ordered to do that, she's gone right to the media. She's just gone right to, but of course, that's the issue, right? Is what outlet does he have? You could be a whistleblower to Congress. Well, we've seen how that works, right? The FBI punishes them, hides them, conceals the information that they're trying to blow the whistle about, destroys their lives, and nothing ever comes. Like, why would they take that risk? Would they go to the media? Well, the media is half of, they're one of the parties to this. They're one of, they're half of the scam. So, you know, this is like, this is just going to another member of the mob and trying to blow the whistle on the mob. It's like, it's not going to work. So, you know, by taking over the mainstream media, by having it no longer function as oversight, reporting on the malfeasance and corruption in the government, but instead cooperating in that malfeasance and corruption, covering it up, disguising it, and lying to the American people, because they're so far into that realm now, what are people at the FBI supposed to do? They can always come to us, obviously, but it's that point, right? That you go and you're like, this information is wrong, it's invalid, it's inappropriate, I should not be investigating this, and your leadership is like, yeah, we'll do it anyway. Like at that moment, you are no longer just a useful pawn. You are no longer an unwitting participant of this conspiracy. You are now given a choice. You either participate in the conspiracy. You know, it's like somebody comes to you and goes, hey, will you hide this gun? There's been a murder and it'd be nice if this gun was not found by the police. At that point, you have one of two options. You can go to the police. You can go, hey, I think this guy murdered somebody, or you can participate in the crime and be an accessory. So the instant that you know what you're doing is wrong and yet your leadership insists you do it anyway, that's the choice that you're making. And you made the choice to participate with the criminals. You now have to be held accountable. And you would really hope that an organization as vaunted and celebrated as the FBI would have at least one person in it that wasn't a simpering coward, willing to go along with this criminality to save their own skin. You would hope that at least one of them would actually sincerely believe in the oath that he took and the country that he represents. But no, there's not. There's not one, apparently. And yeah, they point, and so yeah, Jake Sullivan's another, right? Participating in this conspiracy, participating in this hoax, and has now been rewarded and now flits around the earth like the angel of death, planting wars in his wake. Just impossible to overstate how utterly and remorselessly corrupt this entire establishment is. We'll get into more on the other side. We'll go to your phone calls as well. Sort of losing my voice here, but that's all right. Please do go to InfoWarsStore.com to support what we're doing here. Again, how many times do we have to be vindicated? How many times do we risk our reputation and, you know, our like we just take these massive risks of just like telling the truth and just going with our gut. And even when it's every single person in the media, whether it's the mainstream media or even the alt media, how many times do we have to buck that trend, be the outsider, be the renegade, and yet still be proven right? How many times does it have to happen before people support us in this mission and know how hard we're fighting, the risks that we take, and the success that we've had?
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water.
Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. The dynamic duo is finally back in stock. I gotta say, Batman is the tri-iodine X3, and Robin is the ultimate krill oil. These two things together synergistically do things to your cells and your body and your heart and your lungs and your arteries and your veins and just everything. They are incredible. The tri-iodine is essential to live. The ultimate krill oil does amazing things to your brain, your whole body. I love the dreams it gives me, but I take a couple capsules before I go to bed. These are amazing products. They're both back in stock. One is 40% off. The other is 25% off. You need to experience X3 finally back in stock. Sold out for more than 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. And I would particularly advise you to experience it with the Ultimate Krill Oil. These things together are amazing. They are synergistic. X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, man. Scott Adams on Twitter just made a really good point. He just says, the odds of white supremacist hoax happening this week are super high. What a pathetic world we live in. That is the most likely thing. That's the most likely outcome of this. A massive bombshell story exposes the inner workings, the highest levels of our government as they cooperate to steal a presidential election and cover it up, destroy the administration of an outsider because they don't control them. And the most likely outcome of this is not that the people are held accountable. It's not that the media takes it and runs with it with the seriousness it deserves. The most likely outcome that some, you know, Nazi 17-year-old is going to be groomed by his FBI handler to commit a shooting to draw attention away. So be ready for that. Good point to even think about. Now, there are so many stories that we haven't even touched on. It's the last segment here. So we're going to go out to your phone calls momentarily after touching once again on another bombshell aspect of this Durham report. But if you want to see a lot of the stories that we didn't get to today, you can go to our Substack at harrisonhillsmith.substack.com. the new homepage for American Journal, you could say, would be AmericanJournal.bio.link. And I'll give you links to the live show on Rumble, as well as, of course, InfoWarsStore.com, where you can support us, as well as the Substack. And let me just read one headline for you that we aren't going to really dig into today, but there are several that we'll have to save for tomorrow or a show later this week. But this, you gotta love this. South Africa beats climate goal as blackouts slash emissions. Proving once and for all, there is no meaningful difference between a humanitarian disaster and the proper workings of climate change agenda. Is it a failing state collapsing into anarchy, chaos, madness, crime, and corruption? Or is it just the climate change agenda working as designed? It's impossible to say. It's impossible to tell. You want to meet the climate change agenda targets, the goals, the sustainability, net zero goals? Just, I don't know, start a fire, light yourself on fire, set a bomb off in a city. I mean, it'll get you to those things real quick. Like, just go pour acid all over the local electricity generator and just start destroying things, and you'll get to net zero real quick. No, it's great. It's amazing. This is a real headline from Bloomberg magazine or newspaper, whatever the hell Bloomberg is. Propaganda nonsense outlet. South Africa emissions are falling ahead of 2025 target. Power plant breakdowns are reducing industrial activity. Literally, there is no meaningful distinction between civilizational collapse in the prescriptions of the World Economic Forum to meet their climate demands. And that it's just one of those headlines that really sums it all up. Now, going back to the Durham report here, Greg Price on Twitter published this. On the false claim that this in the Steele dossier that Trump was peed on by Russian ladies of the evening, the Durham report says Steele's source, Igor Danchenko, made the whole thing up, never heard it from any of his sources, and never even stayed at the hotel where it occurred. So they knew it the entire time. They knew it the entire time that it was utterly and completely false, completely made up. Opposition research from Hillary Clinton's campaign. They figured this out very, very early on, and yet they and their media partners participated in this hoax. And if it was me, you know, I think we did it off air. When I was talking to Lauren from Big Dig Energy, she was talking, I think, on air about how she used to be basically leftist. Like, she used to be liberal, and I asked her what the – man, I don't know, maybe this is a personal story I shouldn't share. But I think it's interesting. I think it's something a lot of us went through. I went through it with Obama. I've talked about it many times, that, like, I believed what he said. Because he said a lot of the same things Trump said when he was running for office. He wanted to stop war. He wanted to stop the abuses of the government. It was going to be the end of racism. Remember that? Remember that was the pitch? It's like, hey, if we elect a black guy, that's the proof. Racism's over. We did it, you guys. America is done with that shameful part of our history, and we can move forward together hand in hand. Remember how we were sold that lie, and I was young and dumb enough to believe it. And then when I realized it wasn't true, I changed my mind. I thought, wow, you made me look like an idiot. I participated in your scam because you lied to me and I believed you. You made a fool out of me. I don't like you anymore. I don't trust you anymore. I'm not going to believe anything you say from now on. That's the normal, natural human reaction that everybody has in their personal life. For some reason, when it comes to politics, they can't quite get that. So, Lauren, it was sort of a similar thing. There was something that she had posted on Facebook. She was, like, really mad at Trump for something. And then later, she realized that what she had been mad about was completely made up and a lie, and it completely altered her perception. She went, okay, I was just made a fool of there. I'm embarrassed, right? I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed I voted for Obama. And she said she was embarrassed for having posted this like anti-Trump thing because it was based on a lie and they made fools out of us. That's the reaction leftists and liberals need to have. You have been made a fool of. You need to now change your interpretation of the media that you consume. If you've been buying this hogwash, not to call anybody out, but I don't know if you believe so strongly in it that you got a tattoo of Robert Mueller. It's time to realize you were made a fool of. It's time to realize that you look like an idiot for believing these people. And it's time to stop believing them. It's time to fully embrace the new reality you've been introduced to and be on the right side of history and on the right side of these issues and on the side with the good, honest, decent, not habitual lying people and abandon the ones who have used you and lied to you and taken advantage of you, making you a fool for the last several years. It's time for you to put the blame where it lies. You don't need to be embarrassed about it. You don't need to, you know, it's not your fault. You were lied to, and well, it kind of is. All right, it kind of is your fault. I take that back. It is your fault, but that's okay. That's okay. You can come back from this. But you have to stop believing the liars. You have to stop participating in being made a fool of. It's as simple as that. It really is as simple as that. We have time for a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Priscilla. Thanks for calling in, Priscilla, on line number 4 here. You have some important Bilderberg news for us. Thanks for calling in, Priscilla. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So I called into Owen Shore's podcast last night, too, so hopefully he'll share this today. May 20th, Bilderberg is meeting, but there is something going on to combat that. If you guys go to www.weareready.world/, it's basically a form of a map worldwide. People are uniting. And this is really serious. You can even make your own location, too, as well. And I think this is something that should be looked in by your crew and maybe try and get it shared because we have to unite. There's no man in government that's going to save us from this, I believe.
Okay, I hadn't heard about this. It says, we are ready. Hey, globalists, you overplayed your hand. We see you. We know your plans. Guess what? We are many. We are united, and we are ready. We are ready.world. Interesting. I'm not going to co-sign it quite yet because I'm just hearing about it now, but I'm seeing a lot of good faces in here.
Yeah, I hope that your crew looks into this, and maybe we could spread the word. I've been trying to share it on TikTok. I can't even message people about it. I am getting censored.
Yeah.
So... Yep. I believe it's it. So I just really want to get the info out there. I appreciate all the work you guys do.
Well, thank you for this, and we'll look into this. And I'd love to be a part of this. It looks nice. Looks I could be effective.
Yeah, yeah. And if not, hey, we got to wake more people up, right? This is an opportunity to do that. So
absolutely. As we've pointed out a million times, the globalists are doing it in the open now. There's no speculation necessary. There's just discrimination. There's just in your own mind, are you in favor of eating bugs and being a slave and having no privacy and no ownership? Or are you going to stand up to the people whose entire purpose for existing seems to be to tear down your society continuously? That's going to do it for us, folks. We'll be back here tomorrow. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, try iodine exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.